You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, friends. We're going to continue on with the Simple Truth Show on the Sabbath and how it was illegally, unlawfully changed by pagans that intervene into Christianity. Against God's will, the change was made from Saturday to Sunday. And those that go to church and try and keep a Sabbath on Sunday don't know their history and why they're even doing it. So trying to educate others, not judge them or condemn them, but just educate them as to why they're doing what they're doing so that they can repent from the sin of violating the fourth commandment and start to observe the Sabbath. So look at where we left off here. You know, the quote-unquote church in Rome became, over time, the Roman Catholic Church. But there was a church that was planted in Rome before the temple was destroyed in 70 AD. And it was by the work of Paul, where people in Rome started to accept Jesus as the Messiah and start to practice God's laws. But that church was surrounded by paganism. I mean, this was the heart of paganism, Rome. And it soon began to experience a falling away. So this was prophesied in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And it was not a one day you wake up and it's in full force, but we were warned that this would happen and people didn't have their guard up, just like today. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now, obviously, this is the main thing this is pointing to is the Antichrist in the end time before the return of Jesus that we're going to see in our, probably the lifetime of most people that are listening to this today. But this path to paganism, the road to sin, began way back in the first century. So the people there that didn't have their guard up got sucked into this pagan worship and pagan traditions that over time more and more of the truth was replaced with counterfeit pagan truth. And between 306 and 377, there was this guy, ruler, his name was Constantine. He was the ruler of Rome. And he was not a good guy. He was pretty evil. He introduced a lot of pagan things into the church by force. People complied or they were put to death. And he wanted to unite his kingdom, and he ended up doing this pretty successfully. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.